Tea looks simple, leaves and hot water. But one cup can carry medicine, monks, trade, empire, guests, and daily comfort. When do people offer tea or coffee in your life? Is it just a drink, or does it show care, respect, or status? Tea is one of the most popular drinks in the world. People drink it at home, at work, in cafes, in restaurants, in temples, and during ceremonies. It can be a daily drink, a health drink, a social drink, or a symbol of culture. Tea has a long history. It began in Asia and slowly traveled across the world. As it moved, different countries gave tea new meanings. In some places, tea was connected to medicine. In other places, it became connected to trade, money, religion, social life, and ceremony. The important point is simple. Tea is not only something people drink. It is also something people use to connect the body, the mind, and society. In early Chinese history, tea was often used like medicine. People believed tea could help the body feel better. It was used to wake people up, help digestion, and make the mind clear. Tea leaves contain caffeine, so tea can help people feel more awake. Green tea also has a fresh taste, so many people connect it with health and cleanliness. Of course, old ideas about tea were not always scientific, but people noticed that tea changed how they felt. This is one reason tea became popular. It was not only tasty, it also felt useful for the body and mind. China is the most important country in the early history of tea. People in China were drinking tea thousands of years ago. Over time, tea became part of daily life, art, poetry, and hospitality. Chinese tea culture became very detailed. People learned different ways to grow, dry, prepare, and serve tea. Green tea, black tea, white tea, oolong tea, and pu'er tea all became part of Chinese tea culture. Different teas had different tastes, colors, smells, and meanings. Tea was also connected to education and calm thinking. Scholars, artists, and poets often enjoyed tea while reading, writing, or talking with friends. Tea came to Japan from China. Buddhist monks helped bring tea to Japan because they traveled between the two countries. For monks, tea was useful because it helped them stay awake during meditation and study. In Japan, tea slowly became connected to discipline, silence, beauty, and respect. Matcha, powdered green tea, became especially important. Instead of putting tea leaves in hot water, people mixed powdered tea with hot water using a bamboo whisk. Later, the Japanese tea ceremony developed. It was influenced by Zen Buddhism. The ceremony taught people to pay attention to small movements, simple beauty, and the present moment. Tea became an important trade product because many people wanted it. Traders carried tea across mountains, seas, and long roads. Tea was light compared with many other products, so it was easier to transport than heavy goods. Tea became valuable because it was useful, popular, and sometimes difficult to get. Countries and companies could make a lot of money from selling tea. This made tea part of international business. But tea trade was also connected to power. Powerful countries wanted to control where tea came from, who sold it, and how much tax people paid. So tea was not only a drink, it became part of politics, an empire. Tea came to Europe through trade with Asia. At first, tea was expensive, so mostly rich people drank it. Drinking tea showed wealth, education, and status. In Britain, tea became especially popular. Rich families served tea in beautiful cups and teapots. Having tea became a polite social activity. Later, as trade increased and tea became cheaper, ordinary people also began drinking it. This is interesting because tea changed social class. First, it was a luxury for the rich. Later, it became a normal part of daily life for many people. Tea history is also connected to sugar. In Britain, many people liked drinking black tea with sugar and milk. This made tea sweeter and easier to enjoy for many drinkers. But sugar also had a difficult history. Sugar was produced in colonies, often through very unfair and cruel labor systems. So the history of tea is not only beautiful, it is also connected to empire, trade, and inequality. This is important because many normal daily things have complicated histories. A simple cup of tea can connect to farms, ships, workers, money, and global power. In Britain, afternoon tea became a famous custom. People drank tea with small sandwiches, cakes, biscuits, or scones. It became a way to rest, talk, and enjoy polite conversation. Tea created a social space. People could invite friends, welcome guests, or take a break during the day. Having tea was not only about drinking. It was about spending time together. This is true in many cultures. Tea often gives people a reason to slow down and talk. In Japan, tea became connected to ceremony. A ceremony is a special activity with careful steps and meaning. In the Japanese tea ceremony, the host prepares tea for guests in a quiet and respectful way. The room, cup, sweets, movements, and silence all matter. The goal is not only to drink tea. The goal is to notice the moment. The guest and host share a peaceful experience. This shows how a simple drink can become a form of art. Tea can teach patience, respect, attention, and beauty. Tea changed as it traveled. Different countries created different tea cultures. In Japan, green tea and matcha are important. In Britain, black tea with milk is common. In India, chai is made with black tea, milk, sugar, and spices. In Morocco, mint tea is often served to guests as a sign of hospitality. In Turkey, strong black tea is served in small glass cups and is part of daily social life. This shows that tea is flexible. The plant may be similar, but the culture around it changes. Each country adds its own taste, history, and meaning. Today, tea is both traditional and modern. Some people drink tea for health. Some drink it to relax. Some drink it for energy. Some enjoy bubble tea, bottled tea, iced tea, or tea lattes. Tea companies also create many new products. Matcha sweets, milk tea, fruit tea, and tea-flavored desserts are popular in many countries. Tea continues to change with modern culture. This is why tea has survived for so long. It can be old and new at the same time. Why is tea more than just a simple drink? Tea can have many meanings, including health, trade, hospitality, ceremony, and daily comfort. What drink is most important in your daily life? Why did people connect tea with health? People felt that tea could wake them up, help digestion, and make the mind feel clearer. Do you drink anything when you want to feel healthier? How did tea become part of Chinese culture? It became part of daily life, hospitality, art, poetry, study, and many careful ways of preparing tea. Do you think tea is good for quiet thinking or studying? Why was tea important for Buddhist monks in Japan? Tea helped monks stay awake during meditation and study, and it also fit a culture of discipline and attention. Do you prefer fast daily habits or slow, careful rituals? Why was tea important in international trade? Tea was popular, valuable, easy to transport, and connected to business, tax, and political power. What product today is connected to money, power, and world trade? Why did rich people drink tea before ordinary people? Tea was expensive at first, so it was mainly available to people with money and status. What is something today that shows status? Why is the history of tea also connected to sugar? Many people drank tea with sugar, and sugar production was connected to colonies, unfair labor, and empire. Can you think of another normal product with a complicated history? How did tea become part of social life? Tea became a reason to rest, welcome guests, share food, and have conversation. What food or drink helps people talk in your culture? What is the deeper purpose of a tea ceremony? The deeper purpose is to share a careful, peaceful moment with respect, attention, and beauty. Do you think modern people need more quiet rituals? How does tea change in different countries? Countries use different ingredients, serving styles, social customs, and meanings around tea. Which tea culture sounds most interesting to you? How is tea both traditional and modern today? People still use tea in traditional ways, but companies and cultures also create new tea drinks, sweets, and flavors. Do you prefer traditional tea or modern tea drinks like bubble tea and tea lattes? Speaking practice questions. Why did tea become popular in many countries? How was tea connected to medicine? Why did tea become important for trade? How can tea help people socialize? What drink best represents your culture? The history of tea shows how one simple drink can carry many meanings. Tea can mean health, trade, money, power, friendship, beauty, ceremony, or daily comfort. Tea traveled across countries, but it did not stay the same. Each culture changed it and made it their own. A cup of tea may look simple, but behind it there is a long story of people, travel, work, taste, and culture. That is why tea still matters. It is not only something we drink. It is something humans use to connect body, mind, memory, and society.